AIDS has killed millions of young and middle-aged adults in Africa, putting hundreds of thousands of grandparents back in the role of full-time caretakers for children. 2 years ago, Milwaukee resident Amy Peterson heard a radio report about an 80-year-old African woman named Mary who had lost 14 children to AIDS and was raising 10 grandchildren.
And she said she felt abandoned and alone in the world. And it just, it touched my heart, and I thought of all of the women in this community that I knew who would probably respond to her story.
Peterson got several of those friends, some of them grandmothers, to form Grandmothers Beyond Borders, to collect and send supplies and financial aid to help Mary and women like her. Peterson networked with a diocese in Uganda, which helped the group identify 34 grandmothers and one grandfather who could use their assistance. They made their first trip to Uganda last May, taking bedding, soap, and some other basic supplies. Milwaukee resident and Uganda native Yvonne Sempija is proud to be a member of Grandmothers Beyond Borders. She says what the group is doing is more rewarding than just writing a check.
To show them that we really care. Because I could have my sister in Illinois and send her money, clothes. It's not the same like when I go and visit and see what they are living in the conditions.
We hear you, the sense of freedom.
These schoolgirls are some of the orphans Sempija and Peterson met and videotaped during two trips to Uganda. The school near the girls' village of Kasawo offers some scholarships. But as one grandmother, speaking in Luganda, explains on the tape, finding the money to keep the girls in school can be difficult. Yvonne Sempija says it's vital that the Ugandan teens, especially girls, stay in school.
Because if they are wandering around, they are going to get pregnant, and chances are they might get AIDS. Then that will raise an issue of grandmothers raising great-grandchildren. That's an issue that's really scaring us.
But it also motivates Grandmothers Beyond Borders to keep up and try to expand their fundraising efforts, even if it takes them to some unusual places. An improvisational comedy club in Milwaukee has agreed to make the midnight show a fundraiser for Peterson's group. MC Dylan Bolin explains to the audience.
And by coming here tonight, you too are supporting Grandmothers Without Borders. Allow me to tell you what you're supporting.
Amy Peterson says Grandmothers Beyond Borders made about $600 that evening. Overall, the group says it's raised about $32,000. But Peterson says she realizes it's small compared to what's needed to help all the elderly caregivers in Africa.
But if each of us did a little bit, the world would be a much better place. So that's, I think ours is a project of the heart, and that's what we're attempting to do.
The Voice of America radio service plans additional coverage of the grandmother's upcoming trip to Uganda. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.